Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are tuned in to the finest gospel station on the internet, the Love Lift Me Up Show. Hallelujah. Giving Jesus all the praise. Featuring gospel artists, authors, teachers, writers, actresses, actors, educators, and community leaders. Let's give it up for the host of the show, Dr. Elfrida Love, and the star of the show, the one and only Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Glory to your name.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love, and to the Elfrida Love Show, where Jesus shines with love. I am your host, Dr. Elfrida Love, and this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. I want to thank God, my family, my friends, and all of my hosts and my co-hosts who have come on the ministry at this particular hour on this great Sunday. Thank you so much for tuning in to the ministry, to the show. Thank you so much. On today, we're going to have a great topic entitled, Who Do You Believe In? And as I was meditating and listening to the music that God had given me, I was in preparation with my notes, and the Lord said the revelation of God will reveal what he would have me to say. And so we have a scripture, John 14, chapter 14, actually. I'm going to read it in its entirety. We have a scripture, but God says that when the revelation of God comes, it's different than the word of God, and I want to explain this. The revelation of God is the word from God in the now. The word of God is the scriptorial Bible message that the Lord had given to let people know what is to happen or what was coming up in the future. So God says when you have a revelation that is directly from God, he says you cannot plan for a revelation, but you can plan for the word of God, because the word of God is present and you can read the word of God. So I want you to understand that on today, when we say, who do you believe in? We're going to listen to the revelation of God. And through the revelation, the Lord gives us his word. Amen? Amen. And so I really want to thank you guys for tuning in. I want to let you know right now that this particular segment is a segment for those who really believe in the power of God. I have been in deep meditation, and the word of God is real. God is opening doors. People are stepping out on faith, and people are beginning to work for the kingdom of God. And so if you have something to do, if you're in a rush, then you might want to listen to this segment at a later time, because we're going to let the Spirit move, and we're going to clear everything that is hindering us from serving God. We're going to clear everything that is keeping us from the power of God. And so this particular segment, one more time, is for those who are expecting a blessing. God says it's a UPS, right? You're expecting something from God, and God is going to expedite it. This is for, God says, the brokenhearted, those who would like a breakthrough, but they're broken. And because they're broken, they can't pray for their breakthrough because they're so broken. And God says that we are the intercessory. We are to intercede for those individuals. Then God says that this particular segment is for individuals who just need an affirmation. There's some people on earth who need affirmations constantly, but when you're in the word of God, God is your affirmation, because he always sends people without you seeking, amen, the affirmations. And so this segment is for many people. And if you're on this segment right now, this is for you, the word of God, and this is for me. And so as we move through this segment, we're going to let the Lord take over, as he does in every segment, amen, praise God. We're going to let the Lord take over. And we're not going to interrupt the Lord. The Lord says that in our spirits, he says for the prophets and for the ministers, when they're speaking, he says, when we talk about interruption, he says that's the devil, because the devil gets scared. When God's people are on one page, he gets scared when the revelation of God comes, because the devil knows that there is an end to your demise. There is an end to your struggle. There is an end to what you're going through. There's an end to your storm. He knows that when the revelation comes, He has to hurry up and try to block it. He has to hurry up and try to interrupt it. But God says that the word of God is going to keep moving, even through the interruptions. And so when you have the devil who interrupts, God says, keep moving through the word of God. All right? So just know that God says, because the revelation is going forth, the devil gets scared, he gets nervous, and he begins to interrupt. But keep your focus on the Lord. Amen? Amen. So let's go ahead and get into the ministry. Thank you so much for tuning in. We're going to read Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9, and then we're going to move into our prayer. Then when we move into our prayer, we're going to move into the word or the revelation of God. Amen? Amen. Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the God of gods. His love endures forever. Give thanks to the Lord of lords. His love endures forever. To him who alone does great wonders, his love endures forever. Who by his understanding made the heavens, his love endures forever. Who spread out the earth upon the waters, his love endures forever. Who made the great lights, his love endures forever. The sun to govern the day, his love endures forever. The moon and stars to govern the night, his love endures forever. I have read to you Psalm 136, numbers 1 through 9. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we come to you thanking you for last night's lying down, Lord, this morning's arising. Thanking you for blessing us to wake up this morning, and you gave us a reasonable portion of our health and strength, Heavenly Father. We come to you, Lord, as empty vessels, ready to be filled, Lord. We come to you with a bowed head and humble heart, Lord, with our faces to the ground, because we know that you are God, and besides you, there is none other, Heavenly Father. We ask with this ministry be something that is pleasing in your sight, in which you bless the revelation of God to go forth, where we will hear your word for our divine purpose and for your divine plan, Lord. We ask at this immediate moment, if there's anything that's hindering us or blocking us from accepting what you have for us or from listening to your word, we ask that it be removed, it be dismissed right now in the name of Jesus, Lord. Heavenly Father, we are going to have individuals who step out on faith, Lord, and leave familiar places, and we ask in the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, would you be with each person, Lord, and protect them, Lord, because we know that with your promise and what you said, you will take care of each one of your children, Lord. We ask you in the name of Jesus, Lord, would you bless this day, Lord? Would you bless those who didn't make it to church to be able to hear a word from somewhere, Lord? And then, Lord, we ask, would you dismiss any type of evil displeasures or any type of disheartened hearts or even any type of heavy hearts, Lord, and would you bring joy and happiness to the people, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we just ask, would you continue to bless this ministry, bless the host, the co-host, and each person who comes on this particular ministry, and not just this ministry, Lord, but all ministries, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, we ask, would you bless those who are in the hospitals, those who are coming out, and those who are thinking about going in, Lord. We know that you are the great physician, the great I am, and we know that you can do all things because all things are possible with you, Heavenly Father. We thank you for the good reports, Lord. We thank you for the victories, Heavenly Father. We thank you for each door that has been opened. We thank you for the closed doors, Heavenly Father. And we ask, would you continue to help us to be the great people that you would have us to be, Heavenly Father. Then, Lord, as we look at our needs and our wants, Lord, we thank you for moving us closer and closer to that direction, Heavenly Father. We ask, would you continue to send connections, Lord? Would you continue to help us to release those things that we don't need, Heavenly Father? And would you continue to help our eyes to remain focused on you, Lord? And would you bless us to remain on our knees where we begin to pray unto the word, Heavenly Father? Then, Lord, we ask, would you continue to just help us, Lord Jesus, to trust in you and to believe in you and to believe in your power, because we know that you can do all things, Lord. And we know that without you, we are nothing, Heavenly Father. We thank you, Heavenly Father, in advance for what you've done. We thank you for the past, the present, and the future, Lord. Then, Lord, we just ask, as we get ready to relinquish this particular prayer, that we never be relinquished out of your sight, Heavenly Father. And now, Lord, as we conclude this prayer, we ask, would you consecrate this head from the top to the bottom and help the words that come out of this mouth be the words of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. That was I Love You, Lord, today, and there is none like you. That was the instrumental version. Amen. On today, the question is, who do you believe in? Who do you believe in? And I want you to really think about that question. Who do you believe in? Many people will say, I believe in God. But the question is, are your actions parallel to who you believe in? Amen? Are your actions? But right now what I want you to do is I want you to write this sentence down. And it's actually a question. And the question is, who do you believe in? Now, I don't want you to put you. I want you to put, who do I believe in? Who do I believe in? Who do I believe in? And God, I told you this is the revelation of God. God wants us to take this a little bit further. I want you to list who you believe in. Who you believe in. All the people you believe in. And I have this coaching vision. You know, a lot of people, many coaches put in their top players, right? And sometimes when they put in those top players win, and sometimes they lose. But I want you to put all the people you believe in. And then we're going to read John 14 in its entirety. All right, John 14 in its entirety. We're going to read chapter 14 all the way to verse 13. Okay? Chapter 14 all the way to verse 13. Let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in God. Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many rooms. If it were not so, would I have told you that? I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and will take you to myself, that where I am, you may also be. And you know the way to where I am going. Thomas said to him, Lord, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way? Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. I want to read that again. Jesus said to him, I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. If you had known me, you would have known my Father also. From now on, you do know him and have seen him. Philip said to him, Lord, show us the Father, and it is enough for us. Jesus said to him, I have been with you so long, and you still do not know me, Philip. Whoever has seen me has seen the Father. How can you say, show us the Father? Do you not believe that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me? The words that I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority, but the Father who dwells in me does his works. Believe me that I am in the Father, and the Father is in me. Or else believe on account of the works themselves. Truly, truly, I say to you, whoever believes in me will also do the works that I do, and greater works than these will he do, because I am going to the Father. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do, that the Father may be glorified in the Son. If you ask me anything in my name, I will do it. I have read to you John 14, all the way from verse 1 to verse 14. May the Lord add a blessing to the hearers, the doers, and the seekers of his holy word. So I was reading that chapter. We're going on the revelation of God. I want you to look in chapter 14 of John, verse 6, and I want you to write that down. Jesus said to him, but where is him? I want you to say, Jesus said to me. Jesus said to me, I am the way and the truth and the life. So John chapter 14, verse 6, I am the way and the truth and the life. And where it says Jesus said to him, say Jesus said to me. All right? That's verse 6. Then I want you to move a little further down. And I want you to go to verse 12. And all I want you to write is, whoever believes in me, and put the Lord, will also do the works that I do. Verse 12, whoever believes in me, put the Lord in parentheses, will also do the works that I do. So you have chapter 14, verses 6 and 12 so far. Now I want you to go to verse 13. Whatever you ask in my name, this I will do. Stop right there. Whatever you ask in my name, and put Jesus in parentheses, right by name, this I will do. Then God says he wants us to go ahead to verse 14, and he says, put affirmation, the word affirmation, A-F-F-I-R-M-A-T-I-O-N, affirmation. And I want you to write, if you ask me, put Jesus, anything in my name, I will do it. So far, I have many people who have joined us. Welcome to the Love of Jesus Ministry. The question is, who do I believe in? And what I did was I had many participants write down the individuals whom they believe in. Then I want you to just highlight, because we're going to move on, and you can always listen to this series again because it is recorded. Move on to chapter 14 of John, and I need you to highlight verse 6 and put Jesus said to me, make it personal. Verse 12, whoever believes in me, put the Lord in parentheses. Verse 13, whatever you ask in my name, put Jesus. And then verse 14, put the word affirmation. And then here it is, if you ask me, and we're talking about Jesus, put Jesus in parentheses. Okay? Now then, before we play the late Walter Hawkins and Sister Tremaine Hawkins, the Potter wants to put you back together again. I want you to look at your question, who do you believe in? If you put any other person or any other being besides God, God says he wants you to only believe and trust in him. Now, I want to make this very explicit as the revelation is showing. God says that if we put our trust and belief in any other person beside him, he says there will come a point when people will let you down. There will come a point when people whom you thought you could trust, you couldn't. He says there will come a point when those people may not be there. And so you're going to have to trust in God. When you begin to trust in God first, he says, then the people, your family who is closest to you, he says, those particular individuals will always be in place. He says, but then you can lean and depend on each other, but you have God at the end, which means that at the end of the day, you still have God that you can have faith in, that you can depend on, and that you can lean on. And God says what is happening, and the reason why there's so much division, and the reason why so many people are going astray, and the reason why some children are going astray, are not believing in God. People know that there is a God because they hear ministries such as the Love Live Jesus ministry, the Our Free to Love show, those ministries that's on television, those ministries that's on the radio. People go to church, but they're not really believing in God, because when something happens, they call people. They don't call on the name of Jesus. And we're all guilty of that, because we can actually see the people. But the people are going through storms as well, as God is showing. He says, so if your belief is not in God first, he said, it's not going to work out for us. It's not going to work out for the things that we're hoping for. He says, because if you notice in all of these verses, Jesus and Lord are the only individuals who is the way, the truth, and the life. Right? Whatever you ask in Jesus' name, he says he will give. How many of you can go to a particular person and whatever you ask for the whole world, they can give it to you. Right? The only person that can do that is God. Right? And so God says that he wants us to trust people. He wants us to believe in people. But God says, to write this chart real quick, I want you to draw just a straight line. Just a straight line across the page. Doesn't have to be perfect. And God says, between that straight line, he wants you to draw a line that's going north and south. God says that represents a cross. Now, out of all those people that we believe in, he says, who hung and died on the cross for you? He says, who wakes you up every morning? Who makes a way out of no way? He says, who's there for you when you're lonely? Who's there for you when you don't have anything? He says, who is the one who's able to bring those people in your life, such as your family and your friends? Who is able to do that? He says, when you look at it, nobody but God is on that cross, because he loved us that much. And so when we say, who do you believe in? The answer should be God, because God is the only person who went on that cross for us. He showed us unconditional love. Can't nobody do us like Jesus. Nobody. And so in this segment, we're going to be talking about who do we believe in? Because God says before we can move on, and before the doors can open, and before the windows can open up, God says you have to believe in him. God says on last week we talked about, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good, the samples. God has given many people samples, and he's still giving people samples as this week is coming up. He says, but at some point, you're going to have to believe in God no matter what your circumstance is. People are coming, listening to the ministry with many different circumstances. There are many different circumstances going on. And God says at the end of the day, we have to believe that God is going to bring us out of our circumstances. We have to continue to focus on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Right? So we're going to listen to the late Walter Hawkins, Bishop Walter Hawkins, and we're going to listen to Sister Tremaine Hawkins, and they're talking about the potter. The potter wants to put you back together again. The potter wants to put us back together again. What does that mean? What exactly does that mean? And that exactly means what it says. The potter, who is the potter? Jesus wants to put us back together again. Whatever happened, you know, wherever you are, whether you're incarcerated, whether you're in a nursing home, whether you're at home, whether you're outside, whether you're homeless, whether you're in a hotel, wherever you are, the potter wants to put you back together again. God says that there is nothing that you have done that's so bad that he can't put it back together again. We talk about Humpty Dumpty, and I wrote about this. Humpty Dumpty had a great fall. All the king's horsemen and all the king's men couldn't put Humpty back together again. But guess who can? God. God said that's why he's the only one that you should believe in. He says because there's some things that man can't do on earth. He says man can't heal you. He says but his word and his power can, in the name of Jesus, heal you and deliver you and set you free. God can put you back together again, not the people, only God. That's why we said, who do you believe in? I put my faith and my trust in God. So I want you to listen to the song about the potter. The potter wants to put you back together again. And whatever is broken in your life, whatever it is, the potter can put you back together again. So I want you to allow this song to minister unto you. Then after this song ministers unto you, we're going to listen to what the Lord has to say. And as I said before, this is a revelation. And so I'm going to go on the revelation of God. Amen? Amen. Praise God.
You don't have to stay in the shadows. to get the message this afternoon? How many know that the potter can put you back together again? Your life, your heart, your mind, your soul. How many know that you can find deliverance? You can find salvation. Oh, praise God. It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful thing to know that today. Yes, it is. Glory to God.
Amen. Amen. That was the late Bishop Walter Hawkins and Sister Tremaine Hawkins. The potter wants to put you back together again. And in that, the Lord says everything that you need, he has it. So I want you to write that down because I want you to understand this. Everything that you need, God has it, right? Now, a lot of you, a lot of us, we're thinking and we have to make a lot of decisions and we have to make a lot of moves and things of that nature. And God wants to take us to a new dimension. Somebody put dimension. God says he wants to take us to a new dimension. And this new dimension requires, God says, faith. I want you to just listen because this is recorded and you can go back and write notes if you want to, but the main thing is listen. But I have to write what the Lord is saying so that I can give the information to you. God says this requires faith. He says everything that you need, he has it, as you heard in the song. And he says he wants to take us to a new dimension. A new dimension. He says that your anointing has to parallel what you're doing currently. Your anointing has to parallel what you're doing currently. And God says a new dimension requires faith. And God says because he is going to give you an outpour of blessings, of favor, and he's going to open up so many doors, God says, in a few weeks, he says less than six now, God says that this requires faith. And God says the faith that this requires is only faith in him. I want you to put God right beside faith. He says it's connected. It goes back and forth. That's why there's a song that says, where is your faith? Amen. Because without God, you can't have faith. If you just say you have faith but not God, that is impossible. Amen. That is impossible to please God because you have to have faith. Excuse me, you have to have both because it comes within a package. Now, God says he wants to take us to a new dimension, and this requires faith in him. Mm-hmm. He says, so those people that you named, right, those individuals can encourage you throughout your dimension, but they are not able to take you to a new dimension. He says, because God is working on all of us. Mm-hmm. So that's the first thing that God is revealing right now. He says a new dimension. He said, and it's going to require faith, and it's going to require faith in God. He says, and it's going to require movement. He says it's going to require movement, which means that the faith in God requires movement. Mm-hmm. Okay, number two, after dimension, God says that he is going to elevate. He says, think about an elevator. An elevator goes from the basement all the way up, depending on how many levels. Sometimes hotel rooms have over 30 levels, so God says 30 plus. He says, and when we talk about the basement, he says right down valley to the mountains. God says that in this dimension, he says you're going to find yourself in some valley moments, and then you're going to make your way to the mountain top. So God says that this is to those who have been broken, which encompasses each and every person who's listening, each and every person on earth. God says that we have all faced a valley moment. He says it doesn't matter how financially blessed you are. It doesn't matter how many family members you are, have, how many cars you drive. It doesn't matter if you're famous or if you're a regular person. God says that you have experienced a valley moment. He says, and you've also experienced a mountain experience. And God says that when we talk about the elevator of the Holy Spirit, we're talking about going from gloom to glory. God uses that word, gloom to glory. God says there is nothing on earth that you could have possibly done to keep you from being put back together again. God says there's nothing on earth that you could have possibly done that will keep you from being put back together again. So God talks about everything that you need, he has it, right? He says you don't have to want for anything. Then he says the dimension requires faith in God. He says without faith, then you can't possibly please God, and without God, you can't possibly have faith. Then God says the elevator, the valley, and the mountain experience. He says you're going up and down. He says life is a roller coaster. He says, but when you find him, he says there is a balance. If you notice, I said valley to the mountain, right? God can take you up as high as you want to go. Is that right? God says the valley to the mountain experience. God says comes only from him, and he knows when to take you to the valley, and he knows when to take you to the mountain. But God says at this particular moment, he says when you have faith in God, he says you can experience more valley moments than the valley. Amen? Then number three. God reveals, be very careful, because within the next few days we're going to go over our needs and wants. God says, be very careful what you ask for. Be very careful what you ask for, because God is in the blessing business. And God says, I want you to put caution. Write the word caution. And I want you to put be careful to remind yourself, because God's going to start blessing you, and you're going to start asking God for things, amen, and God's going to start blessing you, giving you those things because of the favor and grace of God and because of the promise of God. But God says, be careful in what you ask for. Okay? Many of you are thinking, well, if I ask God, then God knows how much to give me, and that's true. But God is saying at this particular moment, he says, make sure that you are ready to receive. Make sure you are ready to receive. Because what a lot of people do is say, I believe in God. And they begin to ask God for these things, right? And they try. God gives them all of these things. God blesses you to start a business. God blesses you to walk away from what you're doing now and start a business, be prosperous. God blesses you to with a new house, a new car. God blesses you with new faith. He gives you favor and grace. And then what happens is God begins to continue to bless you, right? Open up those windows of heaven and pour you out a blessing where you won't have room enough to receive. But you're not ready. Amen? Because God says you're not ready because you don't believe that he can do it. A lot of people say, okay, I'm just going to ask God for something and see if it really happens. Then when it really happens, it's like, oh, my gosh, I'm not ready for this, when it really happens, all right? I'll give you an example of what God is showing me. God says that many people are going into the business realm. He says, and God is blessing people to open up million-dollar businesses, theaters, hotels, blessing ministries and things of that nature. And God says then when you go places, people can hear the anointing in your voice. They understand that God is really working with you and speaking with you, and they want to invest. And he says, and when you go and purchase hotels or purchase buildings, he says people really see the sincerity, they see the God within you, and doors begin to open. He says then when those doors open, then you're wondering, oh my gosh, what shall I do? He says, but if you take God with you, you take that faith with you, God will have everything set in place. So it's very important, once again, when I say who do you believe in, you must believe in God, because God is going to do it. You ask God for it, and you believe it, you have a relationship with God, it's going to happen. It's a promise. God says, be careful in what you ask for. For example, you ask God, Lord, I want to open up a huge store. I just want to open up a store, right? You're supposed to be specific in the first place. God gives you this store to open up, and you're thinking, oh, my gosh, what should I do, right? But if you have already prayed unto God, and if you've gone through the activities that we've gone through, and you have faith in God, and you take God with you, God's going to lay out all of those things. So I'm telling you now, a lot of people don't test God. In other words, God is not to be tested, because it will happen. That's what I'm saying. Do not test God. Do not just come and say, I'm going to ask God for something I really don't want, and, you know, do not test God, because God will make it happen. In other words, do not tempt or test God. That's what God is saying, because it will happen. You have to be sincere when you ask God for this, because God is going to give it. I'm just being honest with you. Amen? Amen. And God says less than 6 weeks. Praise God. Okay? So be careful in what you ask for. So we already know, who do you believe in? God says he's the only one you should believe in, because he's the only one that went to the cross. He says your family, you trust and you love your family and you pray for your family, but you believe in God, because God will never let you down. He will never let you down. There's nothing so bad that you have done that God cannot bring you out of any situation that you've been in. So that song, The Potter Wants to Put You Back Together Again, we talked about the nursery rhyme of Humpty Dumpty and how all the king's horsemen, and these are kings, and all the king's men tried to put Humpty together again. They couldn't do it. God says people cannot put you back together. It's only through the power of God who can put you back together again. Everything that you need, God has it. Everything, whatever you need peace, understanding, you need finances, whatever, God has it. God says he wants to take you to a new dimension. He says faith in God. You must have those two things. Right? You can't have one without the other. You can't say, I have God, but I don't have any faith. That doesn't make any sense. You have to have faith in God. Amen? Then God says the elevator. He talks about the valley and the mountain. When you find God, and some people have praised God, have already accepted God just through listening to this ministry, you've already accepted God within your heart where you are right now. You've already accepted God. And God said, that doesn't mean that you're going to automatically go to the top. He says, you're still going to have those valley moments. You're still going to have to shed a lot of tears. You're still going to lose a lot of people. He says, but he's going to take you to the mountaintop because he has to remake you as a person. He says, if any man or woman be in Christ, he or she is a new creature. All things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So just because you know who God is doesn't mean that you're not going to have an elevator moment. It doesn't mean that God's going to not put you in the valley and bring you up to the mountain, or have you on the mountain and bring you to the valley. God says it's an elevator moment. He says none of us are perfect. He says, but we're in his perfect will, and we will have perfect peace. Amen. Praise God, even in that valley moment. Then God says, be careful of what you ask for. Some of you, God has blessed all of us immensely, better than blessed. Praise the Lord. And some people will test God and tempt God by asking God for a blessing, and God is going to give it to you, and you're not going to be prepared for it. That's what we mean. We don't mean that those individuals who are praying to God know God, those people who are sincere and asking God, we don't mean those people, but there are some people, there are some testers. It's going to test God. Say, you know, I've been listening to the Love of Jesus ministry. God has blessed me. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. God has given me a sample of what he can do. I'm going to ask God for something just off the wall and see if it happens. I guarantee you, God will give it to you. How can I guarantee it? Because I believe in God. My faith is in God. God has never let me down. Everything God has said has come to pass. The prophecy, the revelation has come to pass. God has never led me astray. That's how I can guarantee you 100% that it'll happen. That's just how it is. So be careful in what you ask for, and be sincere, and make sure that you are ready, and make sure you're just not doing this to tempt God or to test God. So we heard about the potter. God says, once again, who do you believe in? Who do you believe can put you back together again? Who do you believe can mend your broken heart? Who do you believe can wipe away your tears? And we're talking about not permanently, because there are things in life that make people cry. There are things in life that make people happy. But who can give you a peace that surpasses all understanding? It's definitely not a person. Amen. Definitely not a person. It's God who can do that, right? It's God. So who do you believe in? Before we go to our second phase, we put all of our faith in God. Our next song is by Prophetess Juanita Bynum. And she's singing a song saying, you are greater. We're talking about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, because everything the Lord does is great. Amen. The creation was great. How he was healing people was great. When he sent, even when he sent famines and he sent things to people because of disobedience, those things were great because it changed people. Even when he spoke to Moses in the burning bush, even when he changed Paul into Saul, you know, all of those things were great that the Lord is doing. Just think about your life. He's great. He's waking you up. He's starting you on your way. He's blessing you. You know, he has a roof over your head. He's blessing you with food and shelter and financial blessings. He's blessing your children and your grandchildren and your great-grandchildren. Praise God. He's blessing you, and God is great. So we're going to listen to Prophetess Juanita Bynum, You Are Great, and then God's going to give us another revelation, and we're going to move on with the Love Lift Jesus ministry, where Jesus shines with love. All right, I'm going to start this over because I was meditating on this song. This is, once again, Prophetess Juanita Bynum. You are great.
Cause you deserve the glory.
Amen. That was Prophetess Juanita Bynum. You are great. And I want you to know that today. A lot of people are brokenhearted, even when you come to church or you listen to the ministry. And right now, there are people with broken hearts. But God wants you to know that you are great. And he says there is no one else like him. There's no one who can be up with you at night. There's no one better whom you can talk to and lay all of your burdens before. He says, you are great. Don't let anybody tell you that you're not. It doesn't matter what circumstances you're going through. It doesn't matter what you've been through. God says, you are great. God says, right here, before we listen to that song, You Are Great by the Prophetess, God says that the potter wants to put you back together again. The potter doesn't want you to be broken and distressed and despondent and upset and unhappy and wanting to hurt yourself and wanting to hurt others. God says that he wants to put you back together again because you are great. You are great. God says because he created us, we are great. We are in his image. Don't let anyone downplay your character. There is nothing you could have done so bad which makes you dishonorable unto God. God says he loved you in spite of. And then God says that anybody who tells you that you aren't great, he says if you really explore back through their lives, there's someone that they know that's been incarcerated, someone that they know that don't know him. God says none of us are perfect. He says none of us are so good where we can downplay somebody else's character. He says because we've all fallen, what, short of his glory. So don't let anyone tell you that you aren't great, because you are. You may have made a bad decision or a bad choice, but you still are great in the eyesight of God, because there is no one on earth who is able to be a judge. Because, as I said before, if you really take inventory of all of us, none of us are perfect, right? So don't let anybody tell you anything different. So the revelation of God says that you are great. That's an affirmation. God says that's an affirmation, because somebody's listening. Somebody told you you're not great. Somebody told you that you've messed up so bad that God can't forgive you. God can't forgive you because he gave us another chance. So I want you to write that down. You are great. Say, I am great. I am great. Just write that down. I am great. And God's going to give us a revelation about that. I am great. I am great. Now, God says, when you write down, I am great, amen, God says, circle the I. He says, because that's personal. He says, but in the song, God says that he is the only one who can perform miracles. He says, there is no one else on earth, no one that you've named that's like him. Put the word unique. And God says, when you put the word unique, he says, circle the U, the N, and the I. And God says, because he, to him, God says, that's U, N, I, you and I. And when you get on the level where you can personally speak to God, you can personally get on your knees and pray unto God, you can personally talk to God about whatever is troubling you, whoever is troubling you, whatever you need, God says that's a great thing. Let's talk a little bit about greatness. Whatever, I want you to draw a circle and put the word God in there. And I want you to think about some things that's really hindering you from being great. Now, this is going to be hard, because you're going to have to be honest with yourself. And it could be people, it could be things, it could be jobs, it could be a plethora of things, materialistic things that you think about and worry about that's keeping you from being great. I want you to strategically think about this and just write it down. Now, I'm not going to ask you to share it on air or anything like that. It's a lot of people on air, unless you want to. But I want you to think about some things or people that's keeping you from being great, and I want you to write it down. And God just spoke. He said, this is probably the hardest thing that you can do in your life, is to write down things that's keeping you from being great. All right, now God said that within that circle, you put God, we put God, and then we had some stems coming out of that circle, and these are things that keep us from being great. Well, God says that he is the source of each thing that you just named, whatever it is. Some people put jobs, some people put a person's name, some people put materialistic things, some people put themselves. You know, you said you are keeping yourself from being great. Okay? God says he is the source of all those things. He is even the source of you. God says there is nothing that you just named that he can't fix to make you great. He says, but there is something that we have to do as a people of God, as a person of God, as a believer of God. He says, and we have to add. Getting ready to do some things with this ministry, I'm going to step out on faith, and God is going to do some great things with this ministry and the people who's coming to this ministry. And I take this serious, and I really believe the only reason why I have this ministry is because it's helping to save so many souls, and it's bringing people to Christ. And the word is bringing people to Christ. It's not about my ministry at all. It's about God. It's about the word of God. And so I really want us at this particular time, if you really believe in this and if you really want God to he said it's all about strength, becoming stronger. He said that's why athletes run and train, because they want to become stronger in the race, because the race gets hard. Even if you're in the best of shape, he said you're going to get tired. He says, but we're going to pray for strength. We're not going to dwell on the people or the things that you put around this circle. What we're going to dwell on is the strength. We're going to dwell on your mind, your soul, and your faith. That's what God says. He says your mind, your soul, and your faith. What many people want to do is bring people to God. And what I mean by that is we want to say, for instance, Johnny made me mad, God, and I want you to work on him. I want you to deal with him in a mighty way. And when we say deal with him in a mighty way, we want God to punish Johnny. Instead of saying, Lord, I want you to make me stronger where I can exceed in your word and I can rise above the negativity that's surrounding me. That's what God wants us to do. And so I'm going to take you through this revelation that the Lord is giving me right now. And it's not just for you, it's for me as well. I'm going to take you through this process that the Lord says, because he wants us to be great. He doesn't care if you're a child of God, you're a minister, prophet, millionaire, regular person. You still need this prayer, because there's something in your life that's keeping you from being great. There is something that's holding you down. There's something that's keeping you up at night. There's something that you're worried about. It doesn't matter who you are. God says we all have to live and we all have to die. And there's something you're worried about. It could be a disease. It could be sickness. It could be family. It could be whatever. But God says every person on this earth has something or someone who's keeping them from being great. That's the reality of life. So we are going to listen to God, and we are going to go through this process, because I need you to know and I need to know the process of how to remain great for God. God says that we're not going to be perfect every day. God says we're perfecting our walk, is the book that I wrote. He says we're perfecting our walk every day. We're not going to be perfect. Nobody is perfect. People make mistakes all the time. But God says we have to reach toward greatness. And so this is what you do. You go through that process. You say, Lord, and you do this on a daily basis. Some people need to do this on a daily basis. Some people need to do it on a weekly basis. Some people need to do it once a month. But you say, Lord, I come unto you as an empty vessel. And, Lord, I ask that you consecrate my mind, because my mind is thinking very low of some things and people who are hindering me, who are stopping me from becoming great, from being great. And, Lord, I ask that you rapture my soul, where my soul will become stronger in you and where I will begin to focus on the goodness and the greatness of you rather than on the things of this world. Lord, now as I begin to conclude this particular prayer, I ask would you help my mind, my body, and my soul to be under your unction, to be under your control, where you will control my thinking, where you will help my heart to love more, where you will help my mind to be more at peace, where you will help my body to only go and to only do those things that I am supposed to do, Lord. I ask would you help my hands to become disciplined to pick up the word of God. I ask would you bless my feet to be able to walk into the path of righteousness, and my ears for the word of God, the revelation of God, to be able to listen to you in each circumstance. I ask that you bless my eyes to continue to be lifted up and to look upon those things, Lord, and what you would have me to look upon, Heavenly Father. Dear Lord, I ask with the words not be hidden in my heart, but with the words be exposed that you are God, and besides you there is no other. Lord, I thank you for strengthening me, Lord, as I go out into this evil world. I thank you for blessing me, and I thank you for keeping me. I ask, Lord, would you discipline my tongue and my mouth, Lord, where I will speak only those good things in the words, and I will think on those great things. And Lord, when I become tired, I ask, would you help me to find rest, Lord, and I ask that I'll be obedient when you bless me to walk out and step out on faith to go to a new dimension, to be elevated higher, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Amen. And you notice that I didn't target anyone, because God says that if truth be told, all of us could be a target of somebody's prayer. If truth be told, he says none of us are perfect. God wants us to stop pointing fingers at people because we're one step away from sin. He says there's somebody that you know that's incarcerated. There's somebody that you know that has trouble. There's somebody that you know that always gets in trouble. There's somebody that you know that don't know God. He says, but just because that somebody's not you don't mean that that can't change within a second or a day. So stop pointing fingers at people and start looking up to God and praying for strength to be able to get through. Amen? Amen. And so God says, you are great. It doesn't matter if you're listening from a jail cell, praise God. It doesn't matter if you're listening from a nursing home, halfway house, wherever you are, at your home, outside. It doesn't matter. God says, you are great. He says, why? Because he's great. He says, and he does not create anything other than greatness. And because you are created by God, he says, you are great. He says, you may not make the best decisions when it comes to life. He says you might have made a mistake that has caused you to be incarcerated. You might have made a mistake. He says, but there is nothing that you have done that's so bad that you can't be forgiven, that you can't be put back together again. By God, though, not by people. Amen? Now God says we're going to move into another dimension. And this particular dimension that we're moving into, God says that he is getting ready to disperse some blessings. He says because it's our season to be blessed. And God says he's made a promise, and we have stood the test. He's going to open up the windows and pour us out a blessing. Yeah, that's Norman Hutchinson. And we're going to listen to this song. Now, I'm going to tell you something as we get ready to end our race on today. As I said before, this segment, this ministry, tell your friends when they listen, this is for really serious-minded people, all right? Whatever you do, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, please do not test or tempt God. Please do not ask God for something just to be asking him because you're going to receive it. And we don't want anybody to bite off more than they can chew. Amen? So when you ask God for the blessing or blessings, make sure that you do it in a sincere tone. Make sure that you're sincere with it. Make sure that you really need it or you want it. And make sure that you have the capacity to fulfill it. Amen? So we're going to listen to Mr. Norman Hutchins, It's Your Season. Amen? Because it is. God has already declared that. I've been telling you that for the past couple of weeks. And God's made a promise, and that promise is going to come through. God says whatever he promised, it will happen. It will come to pass. So I want you to know that it's your season. Say it's my season to be blessed. I will tell you this. God is going to require or ask that many people step out on faith. It's going to be uncomfortable to step out on faith, but God says, who do you believe in? If God has spoken it unto you, then God is going to give you the means and the faith in order to be successful. Some, God says, finish out the season. He says, but know that you will be elevated. He says, on the last, God calls it the quarter. He says, on the last day you shall be elevated. And you shall begin the kingdom work that is set. Some of you will continue to labor in what you're doing now, but God says that he is going to give you many increases. When we talk about increases, he's talking about spiritual increases. He's talking about financial increases. He's talking about increases in peace. That surpasses understanding. And God says that he's going to give you a comfortable life. He said, but because of your faith and because of the need where you are, he says you will continue to labor. He says, but you can rest well at night knowing that your labor is not in vain, number one. And number two, that you can labor for God and still experience the same success, he says, but you realize and recognize that where you are, you're needed there for a purpose, and you shall find out your purpose soon. So I want everybody to just remain encouraged because I don't know where you are right now in your season. I have no idea. But God is going to give us some affirmations. And God says this is less than 6 weeks. And we're going to be surprised because there are going to be some people who are just going to step out on faith. And many people say, well, that's an unfinished job. But when God calls you, ladies and gentlemen, whoever you are, when God calls you to a new dimension, then you have to you have to be obedient unto God. You just do. It's just like death. You can't say, oh, wait a minute. I got to tell these people goodbye before the Lord call me. No, it doesn't work like that. God says he come like a thief. He says there's a rapture. And so when we talk about blessings, God is going to give some people some unexpected blessings. And there's some unexpected things that's going to happen for the good. It's not going to be anything that you'll be like, oh, my gosh, that's going to scare you. God says, fret not, do not fear, for God is only opening up the doors for you to enter. Whatever door God opens for you, because God is getting ready to open a lot of doors for ministries, and people want to open up schools and theaters, and people want to do all these things. He says, whatever doors he opened up for you, he says, go through them. He says, even if it's a small door, he says, just walk through it. If he's given it, if God has given it to you. Now, if someone else have given it to you, God says, then don't walk through that door. He says, because who do you believe in? You believe in God. You put all of your faith and all of your trust in God, because we trust a big God. And God can do some big things. And so, like I said, I want you to, God says, embrace your small beginnings. And God says, when you have your big beginnings, he says, you will know that it is from him. Amen? So we're going to listen to It's Your Season, and then God's going to give us a revelation. Then we will be finished with this segment of Who You Believe In, and then I'll give you some announcements. Thank you so much for tuning in to the Our Free to Love show. Bless you.
It's your season to be blessed. God made you a promise you stood the test. You're gonna open the window for you out of blessing. It's your season to be blessed. It's your season to be blessed. God makes you a promise. You stood the test. The windows of heaven pour you out a blessing. It's your season.
Oh my God.
To leave it. I'm blessed in the city. I'm blessed in the field. I'm blessed going out. And I'm blessed coming in. He's gonna open the window and pull you out of blessing. It's your season to be blessed. It's your season
to be blessed.
God makes you a promise. You stood the test.
The wind
is up heaven. Pour you out of blessing.
I've been through the flood,
but I'm standing here because of his blood. He's gonna open the window and pour you out a blessing. It's your season. It's your season to be blessed. God makes you a promise. You stood the test. Windows of heaven pour you out of blessing. It's your season. It's your season. It's your season.
It's your season.
It's your season.
You have no count of God.
It's your season.
You have
come in
the house.
It's your season. Yeah.
Norman Hutchins, it's your season to be blessed. How many of you believe that? God says that, first of all, as we conclude, who do you believe in? Who do you believe in now? God says, who do you believe in now? Amen? Believe in God. That's who I believe in. Amen? Then God goes on and God says that you must have faith in God. Faith in him. You must have faith in him. Then God says, do you really believe it's your season? Do you really believe it's your season? And I want to pause at that question as the revelation is showing. Do you really believe that it's your season? God says that you have to declare it. God says you have to claim it. And God says you have to name it. Declare it, claim it, and name it. How often? God says each day. God says even when you're getting ready as an athlete for a season, he says you must prepare. He says, and then even when people are in preparation, people get hurt, right? He says people can no longer participate sometime in seasons because of different things. But God says in the Spirit of God, he says there are a lot of people who are hurt, people who have broken hearts, and they feel like they can't participate in the season because they're so hurt and they're so broken, because they're crying all night. They can't even talk to God. But God told me that they're intercessories. They're people like ministers, people like prophets, people like your friends and other individuals who are strong in the Lord, who can be your intercessories and who can pray for you. Because this just may very well be your season. It doesn't matter if you're hurt or you have a broken heart. God is still able to deliver and set free. He's still able to heal. He's still able to give you according to his promise in your broken season, in your hurt season. And so I don't want you to leave this ministry broken or hurt or despondent or depressed. So I want to leave you with these encouraging words that the Lord is going to give me. There is none on this earth who does not belong to him, from the smallest to the eldest person. There's nothing that you could have done that could be so worse, that could keep you from inheriting the kingdom of God. God says that you must continue to believe in him. You must continue to pray in his holy name. God says everything that you have, from your family to the materialistic things, to your job, to your faith and religion, God says you must do everything and put everything in his name. When you begin to put things in the name of Jesus, he says, then things have to take note. People have to take note and pay attention, because he is the sole creator. He is the sole proprietor of all of our blessings and our fate. God says that we only utilize dates for the present. He says, for we do not know what the next date, hour, or day will bring. But we have great expectancy that if we go to sleep tonight, we will wake up in the morning. And God says that we need to have that same great expectancy, that if we believe in God, and when we believe in God, that he will deliver according to his promises. God says a lot of people miss out on the favor and grace of God because we do not believe that God can do it. We do not believe that God can set people free and liberate people and refresh people and rejuvenate people and elevate people. We do not believe that. And so, therefore, because of the unbelief, then things fall by the wayside. But God says he wants us to propel within this week expecting great things, expecting mass numbers, actions, but correcting imperfections. He says, through love. He says, there is no one among us who is perfect. He says, the only perfect person is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. There's no one among us who is not, God says, incarcerated, which means who is not held hostage because of something, who is not placed in shackles because of maybe unbelief or because of broken spirits. He says, so judge not, lest you also be judged. Then God goes on to say that when we speak about who do you believe in, he says he is the only one that you should believe in at all times and trust and have faith. God says he wants us to declare and claim and name it in the name of Jesus, whatever it is that you need. He says, because with that name, every knee will bow, every tongue will confess that he is Lord. God says that he is the one who can herd up his sheep who are lost. He is the one who is able to do everything but fail. God says, so now that as we conclude the Africa Love Show, the Love Lift Jesus Ministry, the desire is for everyone to believe in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And it's not because of his name or because of what he has done in our lives. It's because of the things he's going to do and because we are his children. God says we are his heirs. Therefore, we inherit the kingdom of God if we believe in God. So at this particular moment, I pause to ask you to accept our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And for those of you who reject the Lord, just know that God is going to give you some samples of what he can do within your life. Whatever is hindering you or holding you back from being great, God says bring those things unto him, but bring it in the presence of strength, or bring it in the auspices of strength and power and understanding, because God says he works through people through strength, and he strengthens us when we become weak and when we begin to focus on things that really doesn't even matter. So therefore, as I conclude this particular ministry, who do you believe in? I want everyone to know that I put my faith in God, and I encourage you to do the same, because God never changes. His name is always the same. Thank you so much for listening to the Africa Love Show. We are getting ready to transition now into our announcements. Be sure to continue to encourage your family and friends by asking them, telling them to log on to blogtalkradio.com/freedalove. That's blogtalkradio.com/FREDALOVE. Gospel artists, writers, promoters, actors, actress, anyone with a positive message, please, Facebook AfreedaLove at AlfreedaLove, or you can email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Or you can catch me on LinkedIn, AlfreedaLove. I would love, love, love to have you on the Love Live Jesus Ministry, where Jesus shines with love. In addition to that, make sure that you continue to pray for all of your family members. Put them all in one line and pray for them one by one. Do not forget to pray for yourself and pray for those you know and those you do not know. Be sure to pray for each and every person, because each and every person matters. Amen. In addition to that, I want you to go ahead and get your calendars out. The Big Jingle Talent Show is on December the 18th at 6 p.m. at the Bellmead Civic Center in Bellmead, Texas. If you're coming from Dallas, you will reach Bellmead before you reach Waco. If you're coming from Austin, you will reach Waco before you reach Bellmead. But be sure to continue to look at my Facebook pages. I will have directions. Amen. Praise God. December 18th. Is the Big Talent Show in Big Bellmead, Texas. All right. In addition to that, I just want you to go to, once again, because we have a lot of new people listening, alfreda.hubpages.com. That's alfreda.hubpages.com. On this particular site, you will see many articles that have been written As I said before, and I always say, Ms. Vivica Fox will greet you. You will have television and TV shows, celebrities. You have effective presentations, social life, and school teaching. You have personal health, activism, Christianity, radio, social issues, the blues, politics and political science. You will have the mother-child bond. You will have gospel industry highlights. And you will have many other things. So please be sure to stop by the Hub and read those different titles. Then, also, I would like for you to visit the website at www.alfredalovesho.com. That's the AfridaLoveShow.com. If you look at the homepage, you will see the icon of Need a Speaker. You will see a bio, okay? And in this particular bio, for the new individuals, you will see some things that I'm in right now, and you will see some of my affiliations. You will see different topics that I speak on, and you'll see just a little bit about me, so be sure to check that out if you need a speaker. If you want to be connected right to the radio station, click on Love Radio. And yes, I do love radio. If you click on it now, you'll see live, and that's because we're live right now. And, of course, our topic was Who Do You Believe In? And then you will see many different shows. And what I want you to pay attention to is if you scroll down here, you will see different numbers, 1 through 9 right now. But if you just filter through those numbers, and it goes all the way up, I believe, to, let's see here, 1 through 9 so far. So if you just tap on those numbers, you can listen to all of the radio ministries, all of the radio shows that I've ever done, starting all the way from 2013. If you want to make a comment, you will see an add a comment box there. You can add a comment if you so desire, okay? If you would like to follow the ministry and receive updates and emails, then under my picture on the left-hand side, just press follow, and you can follow through any of these social media devices, Facebook, Twitter, Google+, any of these social media devices. You can follow the ministry, and what will happen is when I create a ministry, then you will receive an email, okay? All right, so let's go back. If you go to Love's interview, you will see that I had the opportunity to interview with the Hispanic Chamber. If you go to school tutorial site, you will see many of the tutorings that we offer. We're also incorporating writing and reading as well. Some of the upcoming events, we have the National Book Festival. You will see a video there. I will debut a spiritual guide to go. There will be a seminar at 3 o'clock p.m. I will have a seminar, so please come out. We're talking about a spiritual guide perfecting your walk, and we're using the acronym FOCUS because all of us are leaders, and we want to be more focused on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. On December the 18th, and I'm going to have to update this website, on December the 18th, we're going to have the Big Talent Show in Big Bell Mead, Texas. It will start at 6 p.m. We will have many free refreshments. We will have free refreshments, so please be sure to come out. I have different individuals that's texting me and calling me who want to not only attend but who also want to come out and be a part of this event. So please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com, or feel free to call me at 254-744-6616. That's one of my business phones. Please be sure to let me know what you would like to do on a talent show, or if you would like to attend, and I will give you more information. Please check out the newspaper, as we will have an ad in there reminding individuals and letting individuals know about the talent show. I will be putting out information for those who are coming from out of town on different hotels, great hotels in Bell Mead, and also different areas in Waco. If you decide to come from like Dallas, Austin, Tyler, out of state, I want you to attend, and I want you to know some great places to go. And so please be sure to do that. Let's see. There's Love Radio again if you want to connect with me. Spiritual Guide to Go, if you want to order or purchase a book online, you may do so. And this is through Amazon.com. Just know that I will have some of these Spiritual Guides to Go. I will have it on Friday and Saturday while I'm in Houston, Texas, as well as during the talent show, the Big Jingle Talent Show. All right? And then I will also have copies of the seminar that I give as well. Okay. All right. So there we are with that. Let's go about the venue. With this, you all know that I have a radio talk show, AfritaLoveShow.com. And what this is an outlet for conversation with people from all over the world, gospel music, most of all communicating about different events, the mission of the radio ministry, looking at entertainment, education, politics. I like to attend award shows, give school news, have different topics about writing and other subjects. So please be sure to check out this page as we will have more things coming. As we know that we will have a National Book Festival in Houston, Texas. I've been talking about that, so please check it out. If you're close to Houston, near Houston, please come out because this is a huge book festival. It's very important that our students are reading. It's very important that we as adults continue to read in order to keep updated with the latest trends. All right, gospel artists in the industry. I am going to add more gospel artists because I know that I'm going to see more gospel artists in the next few months. Be sure that you're supporting these gospel artists as they give different ministries, as they have different songs that they minister to us about. So be sure to do that. Okay, and so right here, once again, here's some links here. You can connect with me on LinkedIn, of course, if you click on LinkedIn. If you want to message me about the radio ministry, if you want to come on the ministry, you want to know how to get on the ministry, please be sure to connect with me. There are many people who have things going on. I want to know about different events. I want to know what you're doing so that maybe we can partner up and do some things of that nature. So LinkedIn is also another site in which I connect with many of my business partners. Okay, so let's go ahead and click that little back arrow. Spiritual Guide, once again, there it is right there. If you scroll down, you'll see articles that we've written. And if you want a shortcut to the radio station, whoop, there it is. We're going to have some consultants. This is a little bit about some of the consultants. Then if you go to speaking topics, we have many different speaking topics. School matters, cool classrooms, bullyproof in schools, health matters, which means control your metabolism, move something. Then we have leadership, the 5 habits of successful people. Then we have motivating the team, no team member left behind. And we have your churches within the heart. And we have relationship, religion, and relief. The format of the workshops are interactive and provide tools that can be utilized within the sector of organizations, schools, and churches, of course. All right, then we have articles again. We have Love's Author Corner. I have 2 authors that I am going to add. If you know of any other authors, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. And then we have Health and Human Performance. We're going to get those videos on as well. And I did say that we were going to talk about the obesity in my children, and we were going to talk about health because that's very, very, very important. So we need to talk about those particular things as well. Okay? If you have any events, please email me at emonya_love@yahoo.com. Okay? In addition to that, as I said before, the dates that you need to remember are October 22nd through the 24th in Houston, Texas, and also December 18th at 6 p.m. at the Bell Mead Civic Center. I want to thank each and every one of you for tuning in at this particular time to the Love Lift Jesus Ministry. I want to thank you so much. It means so much to have so many people listening. As I said before, just accept the Lord and Savior in your life. And when you accept the Lord and Savior in your life, you will find that you will have a peace that surpasses all understanding. On tomorrow, be ready because we're going to go through our life event where we analyze our needs and wants because God is getting ready to open some great doors. If someone asks you what that big, beautiful smile is all about, you tell them that love lifts you up. Till next time, which is tomorrow, take care of yourselves and each other. Goodbye, everybody.
Oh, yeah. You have been tuned in to the finest talk show ministry on the internet. The Love Lift Up Jesus Ministry. Featuring your host, Dr. Elfrida Love. Reminding you to be diligent in your prayer as you pray for someone this week. We say goodbye as we depart from the airwaves, but reminding you that we never, ever depart from the presence of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And that is His word. And on that, you can depend.
Always remember that Jesus Christ has your back, and there ain't nothing the devil can do about it. Hallelujah. We give you praise, Jesus.